This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. In our last visit, we studied how an unsaved person enters into the wonderful experience of salvation, sanctification, and ultimately glorification. We saw that what Paul teaches in Romans 8:29-30 is totally determined by God, yet experienced by us progressively. Those God foreknew or foreordained, He predestined to become like Jesus. These were then effectually called, meaning those who are thus called will respond positively. And when they do, they are justified. Dr. Wiest explains that when a person is justified, God takes away the guilt and penalty of their sins and bestows upon them a positive righteousness, even Jesus Christ Himself, in whom the believer stands forever, innocent, uncondemned, and righteous in point of law. Those who are justified will be glorified. There is absoluteness in what Paul states here. Notice he puts all of these progressive stages that we experience in the past tense. With God, once this process is started by Him, it will be completed as He predetermined. It is as good as done. Our glorification as believers is when we will be transformed into immortal bodies like the resurrection body of Jesus Christ. This is how Paul put this in Ephesians 1:13-14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory.